Dana Carvey and David Spade here.
You might know our podcast, Fly on the Wall, featuring guests from across the entertainment industry.
We decided to do a spinoff called Superfly, and it's fun. It's just two of us riffing on current events, pop culture, catching up, impressions.
Joe, Trump's trying to be a dictator.
Yeah, just bump on the tater tots.
Joe, no.
Listen to and follow Superfly on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Me, I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you so much to our super producer and host, Ryan Hickey, holding it down for us in New York City. And thank you for listening. We appreciate you, wherever you might be tuning in, however you might be listening, on the free Odyssey app, on your local CBS Sports Radio affiliate, SiriusXM Channel 158, everybody listening on a smart speaker, CBSSportsRadio.com, and any other way that you might be jimmying this station into your ears. Thank you very much. We do got a phone number. We only got one of those. That's the only way you can call. It's 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. You can find me online. I am everywhere at JR Sport Brief. You got Twitter, X, I'm there. You got Facebook, I'm there. You on Instagram, I'm there. I'm all over the damn place. Yeah, I'm going to be on TikTok soon, too. Don't worry about that. At JR Sport Brief, of course. Anyway, thank you so much to our guests who have already joined us in this show. Michael Lombardi came by. This man was a scout, a coach, an executive, a general manager. He worked with everyone from Bill Walsh to Bill Belichick to Al Davis. He came through and we talked. What else? Super Bowl. Football. Thank you so much to Eric Eager. Eric Eager is the vice president of Sumer Sports. Used to work at Pro Football Focus. He knows everything about stats and numbers when it comes down to, guess what? Football, the NFL. And he says the stats, the numbers indicate that the 49ers should be favored in this Super Bowl. Last night, we know that opening night took place at Allegiant Stadium. The players came out, were asked ridiculous questions. Even Andy Reid, and I'm not going to call this a ridiculous question. Oh, yeah, I still will. Jeremiah Fennell, I think, is his last name. He's a kid reporter. Seen him for the past couple of years. Unfortunately, and I guess fortunately, he has an amazing job. He has a condition with his head and with his brain. And although he has this issue, I still find this young man to be a genius. He asks great questions. And he asked the question that I wanted to know. He said, Andy Reid, I know you eat anything. Is there anything, Andy Reid, that you would not eat? Listen to this.
So, Coach, I am a pescatarian, and I've never ate a burger or even an Impossible burger. And I know that you are famous for your love of cheeseburgers. So my question to you is, Coach, what are some foods that you have never tried and never want to try, and why?
Well, listen, I'm up for everything. I just don't like liver. Everything else is free game.
Well, yeah, Andy Reid is eating anything. I get it. Hickey, and maybe it's a health reason, but am I a jerk for wanting to give that kid something besides fish?
That seems, he's what, 11 years old? Like,
he's 11? Okay, he's 11.
Somewhere that, he's very young.
But he has a health issue, so maybe that's why he's only eating fish, right?
Maybe. If not, if the health issue is not the reason why, then, I mean, can we let the kid live, please?
Give him a chicken nugget or something, right?
French fries he allowed? I mean, it's not going
to
kill him.
He goes to, well, I haven't had a Filet-O-Fish in years.
Wow, that might kill you. that might do it.
I was thinking the same thing. I'm like, hey, well, you know.
McRib, too? Is that next?
A McRib? What do they bring back the McRib, what, every 5 years?
Something like that. And it never looks good, but people go crazy for it.
Yeah, yeah. You know, I think that's one of the things. And it depends on where you live. It's like the older I get, the less McDonald's I want to have. I'm just like, you know, when I was a kid, I'm like, man, I could have McDonald's once a week. I'd love it. You know, I'd get a toy and all this other stuff as an adult. I drive by McDonald's and I go, oh, my stomach, you know. But, hey, to each his own. There was that guy He's still alive, right? Remember the documents? Well,
supersize me.
Hickey, come on now, bro. I'm asking, how do you know that but don't know Joker?
We saw it in school.
They made you watch, what is it called, Supersize Me?
Supersize Me. It is with...
It doesn't matter the guy's
Morgan
name.
Morgan Spurlock.
Ah, that is his name. And he did multiple documentaries. And I guess in order to get famous, he just... What do you eat, McDonald's? Was it every day for a year or a couple months?
I think it was just a couple months.
You can't...
An entire month. 1 month.
Oh. And he gained weight. Like, did he lose his hair and stuff? Like, wild things were happening.
Yeah, his body did not take kindly, we'll say.
Yeah, well, somebody out here is eating McDonald's every day, and I guess at this point they are immune. Anyway, good congratulations to that young man, Jeremiah Fennell, and I wish him nothing but the best. One day I want to work on getting him here on the show just to kind of pick his brain about everything that's going on. I know he's having an amazing Super Bowl week. You know, and out of all of these ridiculous questions that were asked yesterday, we know that Kadarius Toney, he's been hurt. He's been injured. Earlier this year when he was actually playing, he was out there dropping passes. And he went on this rant on social media last week about how he's really not hurt and the team is lying and it's not true. And everything that he said pretty much came across as kind of present tense. And he spoke to the media yesterday, and Kadarius Toney, he came out of his mouth and was just like, oh, no, I was referring to my time with the New York Giants. He's been off his rocker since he was with the New York Giants. And so yesterday in his sunglasses inside at Allegiant Stadium, he spoke to the NFL Network, and he had a very simple answer for whether or not he was a number one receiver.
Your number one receiver in this league?
Yeah, if I get it, yeah. If I get the ball, yeah.
When I get the ball, yeah. Well, in order to get the ball, yeah, you got to be healthy enough to play. That's number one. And then second of all, you got to actually catch the football. Like, where in the hell can Kadarius, number one receiver? I feel like I watched one game. I don't remember which game it was. Maybe it was the opening game of the season. Yeah, I think it was. Kadarius Toney just drop. This Patrick Mahomes had to politely, verbally lift him up after the game instead of taking a dump on him. Hey, Kadarius Toney's going to be watching the Super Bowl just like all of us. That's just the facts. Speaking of people who are actually going to play and actually catch the football, I appreciated this. We know George Kittle, one of the best tight ends in the game. Kelsey the same. They are probably both going to go into the Hall of Fame. I would go ahead and put Kelsey above him based on everything he's done already. George Kittle, he had some real kind words, and a lot of respect shown towards Travis. Listen to this.
You know, Travis is a guy who I watched his film when I was in college. When I ended up trading jerseys with him, it was one of the coolest moments ever. When he said what's up to me in 2018, my second year, and we played the Chiefs, I was kind of, you know, like, wow, this is one of the coolest days of my life. And so I'm a huge fan of Travis Kelce.
Oh, that's nice. Well, only one of them can win. It's like an episode of Highlander. There can only be one. And I'm going with the Chiefs. And I know we've had some guests on and the numbers are leaning towards the 49ers, but I like the Chiefs. It's real difficult for me to look at Patrick Mahomes and not expect for him to win. And if he loses, he loses. We've seen him lose. We've seen him lose in AFC championship games. We've seen him lose in Super Bowls. But the guy is winning more than anybody else right now. And so the team that's going to try to stop him, obviously those 49ers, obviously George Kittle, who you just listened to, their head coach Kyle Shanahan, he talked as well last night. He got a lot of weapons, a lot of people to work with. He got Brock Purdy as his quarterback. And so how have things changed with Brock Purdy? How are y'all going to score this rock?
Having Brock, it's been a lot of fun. I mean, you could feel it last year. Just each game, I got more comfortable with him, seeing what he could do and how aggressive he is. And sometimes guys are aggressive. You get a little too aggressive, and then all of a sudden you get them in trouble and you got to pull it back. And but Brock's been pretty impressive with that stuff. Usually when it's not there, he makes the right decision. As consistently as anyone I've been around, and he's been real fun to call plays for.
I wonder how many yards rushing he's going to have, right? He had those two big 21-yard rushes in the NFC Championship game, did it late in the game. I wonder if Brock Purdy, nah, he's not going to rush over 40. He's not. Brock Purdy is going to be somewhere in the 30-ish range. And so the Super Bowl can't get here soon enough. We have more guests coming later on in this week. Tomorrow, obviously, I'm going to deliver to you a top six list. We've already had a busy night with our two guests. We've had some huge news that came down the pipe. I shared this with you. You have the stations. I don't even know. Do I call them stations, channels, or media properties? ESPN and Fox and Warner Brothers, which own Turner. They're going to be combining into one streaming platform later on this year. And I told you it's a last-ditch effort to join forces like Voltron, like Captain Planet, because Amazon, Netflix are coming to take its lunch. Oh, how could I forget Apple, the company that is dumping phones all over the planet? 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Speaking of the planet, let me get to the phone lines, and then next break, I'm going to talk about the planet as the NFL continues to just say, expand. Scott is calling from Alabama. You're on the JR Sport Brief. Show us on your mind, Scott.
Hey, JR. Hey, how you doing tonight, man?
I'm okay. How are you, man?
I'm doing great. Hey, look, I just caught you a little while ago, but, man, you're the smoothest cat on the radio.
Well, thank you. I'm trying to be like you, Scott. What part of Alabama are you from?
I'm in Birmingham, and I'm a Crimson Tide fan, and
what?
You know, I know everybody knows the news about Saban, but we're all excited down here.
Wait a minute, did you Clemson? How and why?
Oh, Clemson!
Isn't that what you said? You're a Clemson fan?
Oh no, no! I said I'm a Crimson Tide fan.
Oh, Crimson Tide! Oh. I thought you said Clemson. I'm like, how the hell did that happen? Did you move from the Carolinas?
No.
Okay.
No, well, I just want to give you a shout out for what it's worth. I heard you last night. The guy that was heading to Vegas for that Chicago convention.
Yeah, he needed advice.
Man, you just laid it all out for him.
Well, I try to help people, you know. Like, I'm very familiar with Birmingham. You ain't too far away from me.
Okay.
I could tell you a couple places to sit down and eat. I could also tell you places that I would not go. But you probably know that better than me, Scott, right?
Well, yeah, I've lived here all my life, so I probably do.
Yeah, good stuff, man. Well, thank you so much for calling up. Hey, who you got in the Super Bowl, Scott? You got anybody?
I got to go with the Chiefs, man.
Okay, I can think of a few reasons. Do you have one in particular?
I just like them. I just think they're going to get it done, to be honest with you.
Okay, all right. Well, thank you. You're not putting money down on that, are you?
Well, no, I didn't say that. But
Okay. I'm saying you didn't sound too confident. I'm hoping you're not betting. It's okay.
I'm just going to enjoy the game.
Okay. Well, thank you, Scott. Appreciate you for calling from Alabama. You take it easy, all right?
You too. Have a good evening.
Hey, most definitely. Thank you, Scott. My next-door neighbor calling from Birmingham. It's my next-door neighbor, but not that much of my neighbor. How long? I haven't driven in. Oh, actually a year. Hey, Ryan, I don't know if it's a bad omen. Yeah, it was about a year ago I drove to Birmingham last. You want to know what happened to me, Ryan? You interested?
Oh, boy. What happened?
They broke my windshield. Just broke my windshield. I don't know where the rock flew from. It broke my windshield in the smallest of parts. By the time I got to Birmingham, Alabama, my windshield was like cracked all the way across. I had to drive to Birmingham.
Wow.
I went to UAB to do a speaking engagement. And then I drove back and I had to. It's just a pain in the ass, man. And then I had to come back to Atlanta and I had to drop the car off for a couple hours. And I hate that. I really do. There's nothing worse than, and I feel like something else happened. And
flat tire would be worse. Because at least you kept driving with a cracked windshield.
Oh, absolutely.
Flat tire.
You want a flat tire? Oh,
screwed.
Man. Yeah. Anyway. And shout outs to everybody in Birmingham. Maybe that's the reason why I haven't been back in about a year. Nice city, though. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. I told you about this this expansion, or at least this combination of new streaming services. ESPN is combining with Fox and combining with Warner Discovery, which owns TNT and TBS, to bring you a new streaming service later on this year. Can't wait to see what it is and how much it costs, right? Yeah, they're afraid of the digital companies. When we come back on the other side, I'm going to get some more of your calls, and I want to talk a little bit about what Roger Goodell said yesterday about the NFL having its own expansion, like expanding games into Brazil, and South America, and other places. 855-212-4CBS. You're locked in to the JR Sport Brief Show.
Dana Carvey and David Spade here.
You might know our podcast, Fly on the Wall, featuring guests from across the entertainment industry.
We decided to do a spinoff called Superfly, and it's fun. It's just two of us riffing on current events, pop culture, catching up, impressions.
Joe, Trump's trying to be a dictator.
Yeah, just bump on the tater tots.
Joe, no.
Listen to and follow Superfly on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. The song has been sampled so damn much. Shout outs to Luther, though. Love Luther. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. You know, I'm here in the break, and when I get into the break, there's so much that I got to do. I try to look at the scores. I look at the news. Might talk some crap here with Ryan Hickey. There's a lot going on. And so I peeked in on what's happening between the Dallas Mavericks and the Brooklyn Nets. And at this point, Dallas leads 102-88. Kyrie Irving in a return to Brooklyn. We know he didn't have the greatest of exits. Kyrie Irving has 30 points. He's been lighting it up. Luka has 31 points. But at one point during the game, Kyrie Irving caught and threw down a one-hand alley-oop coming off the baseline. And I just had to go, who the hell is that guy? Like, I can't remember. Maybe, since he was in Cleveland, I've seen him dunk once, let alone an alley-oop one-handed. Somebody tweeted out that Kyrie Irving is getting drug tested tomorrow. I cannot recall the last time I saw Kyrie Irving get up like that. He's about to be 32. Damn, time flies. I feel like Kyrie Irving was in Duke yesterday not playing basketball. He's already about to be 32. Damn. 855-212-4CBS. I'm going to get to your calls, and then I want to talk about the NFL and its expansion into just trying to touch every market overseas. Hey, who is this? Marshall is calling from Wisconsin. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Marshall?
Well, good evening, JR. The panel, it's been a while. Hope you're doing well.
I'm amazing. What's on your mind?
Well, and I told your producer, Ed, to hear a little of my wrath. I'm one ticked off UNC fan right now, I'll tell you that much, and alum and everything, and we just didn't handle prosperity well. And that's only the second time in the ACC history Clemson has come into our barn and won. They did 4 years ago in the COVID year, which was a debacle. That was a tough year. But we just didn't play well tonight. They played well. You have to give them credit. They played a tremendous game.
Well, Marshall, let me provide some perspective for anyone who's not familiar with what you're talking about. Clemson beat North Carolina tonight. The final score is 80-76. And now go ahead. I mean, what are you going to blame Hubert Davis? Like, well, why do they stay?
Oh, no. No. I'm more upset at the players right now, more upset at this. I don't want to get generational here, JR, but I want to win every game. I want to win every single game play.
Help! What is the generational aspect? I know they still got a Bate. I feel like I've been watching him play college basketball for 8 years.
Understood.
What is the what's the generational part?
I just think that it just seems that the players, just in general, Baycott's an obvious exception. He's a Carolina hero all the way. And he played pretty good tonight, by the way.
Yeah, he's
a grown
man.
It was some of the other players that just didn't show up tonight. But, you know, I go back to what – and I know Michael Jordan's Babe Ruth. I get it. But we had – I know in the 80s, 90s, we had teams that lost 1 and 2 games, 4 games. And it just seems today, to me, Gonzaga and Baylor were an exception a few years ago when – you had a undefeated Gonzaga. You had Baylor only 2 losses, and without COVID, I'm convinced they would have won every game or only lost one that year. But it just seems, with exceptions, we just have this outlook. We don't want to win every game. We take nights off now. The toughness. There's just a toughness missing.
Yeah.
And, I want to win every game. I don't want to have 7 to 10 losses.
Well, Marshall, what I think you should do, you should leave Wisconsin for a day. You should go down to Chapel Hill, and you should talk some crap to the players and motivate them. You know, so look, I ain't diving all that deep. What is today? Today's February what? What's today? I don't even know. I just wake up. Today is February 6th. Yeah. We got about a month before I'm taking a deep dive into anything that ails the North Carolina Tar Heels. I will tell you this. R.J. Davis is from up in my neck of the woods, up in New York, in White Plains.
Terrific.
And I think what matters by the time you get to the tournament, and not to say that they're going to fall apart. I know, look, Georgia Tech is a hop, skip, and a jump. It's right across the highway from me. Literally, I could walk over there if I wanted to.
I know.
Yeah. So, I mean, I understand it, but can we ring the alarm like next month? We got to ring the alarm now? I know another loss tonight, but let's slow down.
I'm not an alarmist, but I know the Duke game was a tremendous win. We all loved every minute of it Saturday night. Harrison Ingram was incredible. But we've lost 2 out of 3. I mean, don't look now. We've lost 2 out of 3, and we got to go to South Beach against a very hungry group of Hurricanes this Saturday. I think that we're going to see just what we're made out of how
Coach,
we handle things.
Yeah, Coach Larrañaga will have them ready. Let's see what happens, Marshall. Just take it easy. Call me back next month if they're still kind of sick.
I just want to give you my prediction on the Super Bowl before I go.
Okay,
I still am a 49er guy, segueing into football for you. Okay. I haven't predicted a score, but I do like the 49ers. I picked them when this thing started, but we know what Mr. Mahomes and company are capable of. It's going to be, I think, a very good game, and every bit as good as the one 4 years ago between these two.
I hope so. I hope nobody is running for their life, and I hope we get a competitive game. Anything will be better than that crap that we got with the Patriots and the Rams. I'll take anything besides that. Hey, thank you, Marshall. Appreciate you.
Take care. Have a good evening.
You as well. He's worried about the Tar Heels, not me. Hit me up. March Madness ain't March for me yet, and it's not mad yet either. Joe is calling from Nova Scotia. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Joe?
Hey, Jared, man. Thanks for taking my time.
Of course. Yeah, what's up?
Not too much, man. I just heard you talking about collective between some of the big networks with
yes, ESPN, Fox, and then Warner Discovery are combining. That's basically every major sports station, probably about 15 of them.
Well, I wouldn't say enemies, but definitely
enemies.
Competitors for a long time, right?
Yeah, what's the difference between being an enemy and a competitor? I want all the money. Like, this is business.
Yeah. And you know what? The only thing I see happening with this is it's going to cost us more money. That's basically what I see. You know, they've got us. It's a monopoly. Like, I don't want to say it's a monopoly, but I mean, like, there's only one NFL, right? So, and we all love it. It's just, you know, it's in the long run. You know, it may be more convenient for us, like just to be able to pick it up and go with it, and that's got to be the MO for them. Sorry, go ahead.
No. I was agreeing. I said, yeah. I hear you.
Yeah, but you know, like, I mean,
nobody's forcing anybody to pay for any of this stuff now.
Nobody is. But JR, it's the greatest. Like, with everything that's going on these days, it's one thing that you could actually sit down. And I'm a like, there's a lot of guys out there that are like fans of players. It doesn't matter what team they play on. You know, I mean, like some of the stuff that's going on these days with betting and that kind of stuff. But I've always been a fan of one team, and I think I told you, and you probably hate me for it. So
what team is it? Help me out. You gonna tell me off some CFL team?
No, well, no. I'm
okay. Good.
I'm the Dolphins, dude.
Oh, why would I hate you for talking about the Dolphins? Why do I care?
I thought you were a big Jets fan.
Yeah, I love the Jets, but you think I hate you because you like? What do you think?
No, the Jets are paying me. Just a 0.1%.
Listen, bro. I like the Jets. I like the Hawks. I like the Knicks. Yeah, it sounds weird. But look, man, I call a spade a spade. My fandom is different. I got better things to do. I don't hate nothing. Thank you, Joe. You got it. You got something else? Sound like you aren't done. Go ahead.
No. I was just saying, you know, like I don't hate the Jets either, right? Like, I mean, like, you know what I mean? Like, but when we play each other,
let's have a party.
There's animosity. Well, okay, yeah, and yeah. I mean, like, I enjoy a good, you know, like there's no reason to like I mean, we're watching the guys beat themselves up, right?
Yeah,
like,
not
we don't
me.
Need to do that kind of thing. You know what I mean?
So how about this, Joe? So the next time the Jets play the Dolphins, we get together at Marco Belletti's house. We have a party, okay?
Yeah, that'd be great.
Yeah.
Where does he live?
Oh, we'll share that momentarily. Hey, Joe, thank you for calling from Nova Scotia, okay?
Right on, JR. And thanks for taking my call. And listen, I know you told everybody to just shut up and talk. But, dude, I appreciate you.
Well, thank you, Joe. Thank you for calling from Nova Scotia. Hey, Marco, we could have the Jets-Dolphins party at your house.
Yeah, no.
Oh, damn. Okay.
Yeah, no, you ain't coming to my crap shack that's built to, you know, held together by rubber bands and popsicle sticks. Believe me, you don't want to be there.
Well, it was a place of love. I mean, we found love. He said, I don't hate the Dolphins. He don't hate the Jets. So we all just get along.
Yeah, but now you want love and you want to come to my place? Come on now.
Oh, okay.
I'm not exactly that guy.
Well, anyway, at your place, how about this? Are you going to be buying this new service later this year?
Probably not, but possible. I haven't really made up my mind. I saw it. I see it. It intrigues me. It's possible. I don't know. I need to know whatever is going to cut down the bill and whatever's good in the long run, then I'm interested. Do I want to add? No, I don't want to add.
It had me dying. I mean, so we don't have all the information yet, right? But they said it's predicted to be in that $45 to $50 range. Mm-hmm. And you get all 15 major sports stations. But then they're like, wait a minute. If you already have Disney or Max or whatever it is, now you can bundle this up with your existing plan. And I'm like, wait a minute. So I'm already paying for Disney. I'm already paying for HBO. And I'm already paying for Fox. I'm paying for all these three things already. And so now you guys have a combined service. Like, what? Like, I can't get rid of Disney Plus. It got all the Disney stuff on it. So what am I getting, a discount? This new service is going to charge me, what, $15 a month? Like, what's the deal?
That's the point. Because, I mean, you and I know, because you can't, there's certain things that you could get rid of it. But, like, for me with the three kids, I can't get rid of Disney. I have to have Disney.
Me neither.
Otherwise, I mean, there's no way around it. So there's got to be an option that this is saving me money. Because if it's not saving me money, I'm not looking to add any stuff. To be honest, I'm looking to subtract. Like, it almost feels like we got too much going on. We've talked about this before. It almost feels like a minor version of cable. It's like, oh, well, if we put everything together, like, yeah, isn't that what my cable was supposed to be? Like, what the hell? Why is everything cost so damn much?
Do you not? There was a day where, like, you had the basic package, and it came with not just, you didn't just have news. You had news and cartoons and cooking. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, I'm not watching this, but I'm paying for it.
Right.
But now it's a la carte, and it, correct me if I'm wrong, it still costs the same amount of money. So, you know what? We might be in a twilight zone.
Well, that's the thing. The a la carte is good if it's going to be where I'm paying basically the same, but I'm watching the stuff that I want to watch.
But you're getting less.
That's what I'm saying. I'm getting less and I'm spending more. What the hell just happened here?
So it's just like, hey, I'm not watching Cartoon Network. I'm not watching Nickelodeon. I'm not watching Nick at Night. I don't even know if that still exists. I'm not watching none of that stuff. But I paid for it. And if I should, you know, boomerang, if I wanted to pass by it, I got it. And now I don't have it, but I'm paying. I don't know. It's weird.
There's got to be a resolution. We haven't gotten there yet because I know like it almost feels like they're throwing stuff up against the wall. And like, what are people willing to pay? And how can we get over and make a lot of money? And they're realizing like little by little, this one doesn't work. Maybe we try this. This one doesn't work. Maybe we try. There's obviously a solution, but nobody knows what the hell it is. And that includes all these companies, because if they had a solution, they wouldn't get in bed together. Nobody wants to share money. They want to make their own money. Yeah, so if they knew that we would all buy each individual one and spend all the money, we would be doing that. And that's where it started. But they're realizing that they can't pull blood from a stone. We can't afford that.
They are afraid. Well, the three that I mentioned, they're afraid of Amazon, mm-hmm. Apple, and Netflix. That's it.
Right.
That's it. They see the big bad wolf coming in like, oh, crap. Mm-hmm. It's I don't want to say it's sad just from a media perspective. I guess we work in it, so maybe it's a little bit different. I'm just like, oh, how ironic. Three companies that you would have never thought just doing business together are saying, let's combine. Why? Because we stand a greater chance of survival against these digital native companies.
But. And I still keep coming back to the same thing. Like, cable has to have, they have a monopoly everywhere you go. So wherever you live, you know, your choices are satellite cable or cut the cord. So they always kind of like, yeah, go ahead, do whatever the hell you want. You know you're going to come back. So if they start to see that everybody's out because there's better versions, there's got to be a better deal from them, no? Like, they don't want to go under, and it can't just be, well, I'm going to charge you $150 a month for your internet. So what the hell are we doing? And they're not, nobody's buying a phone. So it's got to be something.
We're seeing it. It's the consolidation. That's it. It's the consolidation. And we're gonna see more of it. Like, let's already look at it this way. What the hell is Warner Discovery? I feel like every 2 years it's a different name because it's bought something else.
Yeah.
Look, Warner Discovery is Max and it's underneath HBO, and that's where we're going. Everybody's going to have to combine forces because Amazon, Netflix, and what's the other one? Apple. They got a lot of money. And it sounds nutso to say that, you know, ESPN, Disney's going like, crap, what are we doing? But, yeah, they're playing in a different ball game as the media world turns. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. We're going to talk about the NFL's approach to media on the other side of the break.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. What another busy night that we've had. Tomorrow I'm going to bring you a new top six list. Every day that goes by, we get a little bit closer, just a little bit closer to the Super Bowl. And I'm sure as things move on, we're going to maybe get a few more stories coming out of Las Vegas. Earlier on in the show, we talked about opening night last night as the San Francisco 49ers and the Kansas City Chiefs met with throngs of media, thousands of people popping out, asking and saying ridiculous things. Earlier on in the show, we had a conversation with Michael Lombardi, a former scout, general manager, coach, executive in the NFL. We also had a chat with Eric Eager, who works for Sumer Sports as their vice president, heads up all their sports analytics. We talked about Jose Altuve in his new five-year, $125 million extension with the Houston Astros. It'll take him to his age 39 season. We talked about Clayton Kershaw returning to the Dodgers at minimum for one more year, the possibility of two. We talked about the big news that came out today. ESPN, Fox, also Warner, Discovery, the owners of TNT, TBS, They're all combining forces now to deliver a streaming service, a new streaming service later on this year. And so quite the interesting news stories. And this came down the pipe because we heard from a lot of the stars yesterday in the media space. We heard from the Kelseys and the Patrick Mahomes. We even played a clip from Kadarius Toney saying, oh, yeah, I could be a number one receiver if I got the ball. We got some what-if-ism. Yeah, what-if-ism. I said that correctly. From Sam Darnold as well. And Hickey, correct me if I'm wrong. Did Sam Darnold reference, like, playing in a Super Bowl? Did he really say that?
He was dreaming it, at least.
He was dreaming it? So Arash Markazi was on Twitter because Sam Darnold spoke. Because Sam Darnold, even though he's a backup, he's also around to speak. And Sam Darnold was asked about, you know, his time with the Jets and playing in a Super Bowl and being a Super Bowl quarterback. And this is what Sam had to say.
Times you've gotten to play, you've looked good. Baltimore, when you got a chance there, the last game of the season. Do you hope that there's film there and what you've learned that there's another opportunity out there?
Yeah, I mean, we'll see. We'll see what the offseason holds when we get there. But I'm worried about this game and, you know, I'm not really trying to get ahead of myself.
He's worried about that game? Nobody wants to see Sam Darnold in this game. Nobody. Like, nobody wants to see Sam Darnold in this Super Bowl. If that man is out there, it's going to be, I don't want to say catastrophic, but... Now, Hickey, can you imagine if he is called on to play and wins? Can you imagine that?
Well, I mean, the takes, the headlines, the stories, if he wins a Super Bowl this offseason, are going to be outrageous.
No, it's not just win a Super Bowl. He might, as a backup. Could you imagine if Sam Darnold has to help them win the Super Bowl? Can you imagine if he does it?
That's what I'm saying. Like, comes in, plays, like, slings the ball over the yard, 3 touchdowns, out-duels Mahomes for a game. Buckle up. It's gonna get bumpy in terms of what the discourse from now, what it's going to be like.
I didn't think about that until now. That would be the most, and it has nothing to do with the Jets, right? That would be the most New York Jets thing possible. It would. The guy just called in the last break, and he's just like, JR, aren't you a huge Jets? Oh, yeah, I love the Jets. I love them. I love them enough that I hate them, you know? But the fact is, I might shed one tear. I don't know what I'd do if Sam Darnold helps them win a Super Bowl on Sunday. I would just laugh. I would laugh all night. I would laugh myself to sleep. I wouldn't even be able to cry. And if I remember correctly, I believe we did. Did we have a caller a couple of weeks ago, Ryan, that mentioned Sam Darnold and said that, you know, yeah, he did. Was it last week? He said that if Sam Darnold got the same opportunity that Purdy got, he'd be doing the same thing.
Yes. That was given on the show.
That guy did say, he said a quarter. And I'm like, you only giving Sam Darnold a quarter? Well, that might be all he needs. We'll find out soon enough, but I don't think there's anybody out there that is itching for, Mr. Sam Darnold to get a real legitimate chance in the Super Bowl to make a difference. We're going to find out sooner than later. The game can't get here any sooner. Now, having said that, I did mention to you about the NFL going international, the NFL turning things up. I wanted to dive a little bit deeper into that tonight. We heard this clip last night as a part of Roger Goodell's press conference when he talked about the NFL having an opening weekend or an opening Friday night in Brazil. This is from yesterday, remember?
You mentioned Brazil. Brazil is new for us this year. We are incredibly excited. We're going to do it on our kickoff weekend, which is an unusual approach and different than we've ever done. We actually are going to play it on Friday night of our kickoff weekend.
Okay. Well, maybe we get dive a little deeper into that tomorrow. I certainly want to talk about the prospects of the NFL going international. I I'm just very interested, and we talked about this with Eric Eager earlier on in the show. When you think about how the league has changed and its emphasis on offense, and now this year we got defensive coaches being hired, and even though defensive coaches are being hired, I don't know if that's slowing down all the rules that kind of cater to offense. I want to know, like, what is the world's appetite for NFL football? I mean, is there growth opportunity similar to the way soccer, football has grown here in the United States of America or is growing with MLS? You know, I don't see other countries picking up, you know, helmets and pads to play football. I think there's just a cursory interest as to say, what the hell is this? This is what those Americans are watching. But outside of that, yeah, you've picked up fans in Germany, the UK, and what have you. Let's see how things go in Brazil later this year in Sao Paulo. There's still work to be done. We've had a busy day. Even as we wait for the Super Bowl, Clemson did beat North Carolina. North Carolina fans not happy about that, especially after losing to Tech over the weekend. We talked about Altuve's contract. We talked about the mayor of Vegas saying, I think the A's don't need to come here. They need to stay in Oakland. And tomorrow we'll be back with you at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. More people are flying into Vegas. There's more opportunity for people to get in all types of mischief. Let's see what happens. I'm already taking bets between now and Monday. If you missed a minute of the show, it's very, very simple. You can go ahead and hit rewind on the free Odyssey app, and you will not miss a minute. Thank you again to Eric Eager. Thank you to Michael Lombardi for coming through and joining us. And thank you to you, everybody who tuned in and locked in. The JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. Well, it's a wrap. I'm going to be back with you tomorrow. Don't miss me too much, okay? Don't leave here on CBS Sports Radio because I'm gone. But coming up next is Bart Winkler. Thank you so much to Ryan Hickey. Yo, be smooth, be safe, and cool, of course. Cool again. You're on CBS Sports Radio. I'm gone.
Dana Carvey and David Spade here.
You might know our podcast, Fly on the Wall, featuring guests from across the entertainment industry.
We decided to do a spinoff called Superfly, and it's fun. It's just two of us riffing on current events, pop culture, catching up, impressions.
Joe, Trump's trying to be a dictator.
Yeah, just bump on the tater tots.
Joe, no.
Listen to and follow Superfly on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast.